Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great news, which is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know of the power of God, how that Jesus can deliver you and set you completely free from the bondage of sin and turn your life around, transform it, change it, and make you a brand new man and a brand new woman. I'm telling you, give you power to live in this world with victory over the devil and place Satan where he belongs, that is under your feet. Praise God. Our ministry is a powerful ministry in that we go into jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let those that behind prison bars know that Jesus can rehabilitate your life and the power of God can deliver you from the life of crime and sin and make you productive citizens in society. I'm telling you, even to those of you that's out there in the free world, some of you feel like you just can't get free from sin. Those sitting in the church feel like you just can't get free. But Jesus can set you completely free and give you power to live in this world with victory over sin. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, our ministry stretches all across the United States and around the world, amen, to bring the gospel to those that's incarcerated and also to those of you that's out there in the free world. Praise God. Amen. On this month, we're going to have a powerful message, and the title of the message is Sow Good Seeds. Amen. Because you're going to reap what you sow. And that's a powerful message. So we would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend, tell them to tune into this radio station, and at the close, get ready for the prayer of faith, because today could be your day for a miracle. My beautiful companion, Sir Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise the Lord. It's time for us to sow good seeds. When I say sow good seeds, treat people the way you want to be treated. Do good to all men. Live right before God's eyes. We're living in a day and time where people don't want to hear that term, live right. But they feel like they can do like they want to do and get by, amen, with God. But I got news to let you know. God requires us to obey and keep his commandments. Live right. Love your neighbor. Love your enemies. Do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. Because what you sow is what you're going to reap. Praise God. I'm telling you, a lot of times folk commit crimes. They commit homicides. They commit murder. Amen. Manslaughter. They mistreat people. People cheat in their marriages. Cheat on their spouses. They treat people wrong on the job. Amen. They feel like they get away with it. They try to lie in the courtrooms. Amen. And feel like they can get away with it. But I got news to let you know. You may lie and try to cover up your sins, your crimes. But I got news. Jesus is a God that you're going to face one day. And you can't hide from God. Praise the Lord. Amen. God sees everything. And everything is naked before his eyes. And I'm telling you, we got to stand before God one day. And all your filth, all your evil that you try to cover up here on the earth. If you don't get it right with God, you're going to answer for it on the day of judgment. I'm telling you. That's the reason why it's important to sow good seeds. Because we're going to reap what we sow. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's good for introduction. Amen. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Let's go to Galatians chapter 6 and begin reading at verse number 7.
Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
You all heard what that Bible said? That's the reason why I preach it, I stress it on radio. It's important for every child of God to live right, live holy, because God loves holiness. He wants us to keep his commandments, keep his statutes. Praise the Lord. If you want to make heaven your home. Now, if you don't want to go to heaven, you can live like you want to live. If you live like you want to live, you're going with the devil home. And his home is in the fire. And I'm telling you, hell is real. We're living in a day and time where people don't want to talk about hell because the devil got them blinded. But every preacher called by God will preach and tell you the truth. Amen. And I'm a preacher called by God, and I will tell you the truth. If people don't live right, they're going to be like the rich man, lift their eyes up in a burning hell. But I'm here to let you know Jesus is your way of an escape. And Jesus came into the world to save us from our sins. And the power of God will go down in our heart. It will take out the desire, the Adam nature of sin out of us and place in us a new nature, which is a nature of Christ. They're being born again. Jesus Christ will live in us, walk in us, talk in us, make us brand new inside out. Give us a new desire where we love to obey and do what that Bible says. Because the word of God will be in you. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, when you sow good seeds, you'll love to read your Bible. You'll love to go to a fire-hot church. You'll love to obey and do what the Lord said. You don't fornicate no more. You don't steal no more. You don't lie no more. Praise God. Because Jesus Christ lives in your soul. You are a brand new creation. Because as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man, that means you women also, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature, for old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. Jesus Christ will make you new inside out. The old life goes out, and the new life comes in when Jesus Christ lives in your soul. Woo-wee. Praise God. It's time to sow good seeds. It's time to live holy, because Jesus Christ is coming back for a holy people, one that is ready, one that got their hearts purified through the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you, praise our God. Amen. It's time to be washed in their blood. It's time to be sanctified holy. It's time to live holy if you want to go to heaven and make heaven our home. Glory to God. I'm telling you, those of you that's incarcerated, amen, the power of God will change your life, turn your life around from the life of sin and crime, and make you a brand new person, living a brand new life, because there's power, I said power, in the blood of Jesus. Hanamahanda, glory to God. I'm telling you, the word of God is so wonderful, Sir Velvet. I'm glad the Lord saved me. I'm glad I'm delivered. I'm glad I'm free, because Jesus Christ put joy in my soul. He put peace in my mind. And I'm telling you, I can live holy. I can live right, because I got the new man on the inside. It's no more I that liveth, but it's Jesus, I'm telling you, that lives in my soul. And I got victory and power over the devil. I can crush the devil under my feet. Glory to God. I can shout the victory because I got Jesus stretching out in my soul.
soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good. Amen. I'm on fire for God.
Praise
Amen. Like right now, let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Because I'm telling you, we're going to start this message out. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In the spirit of God. Amen. Because people need to hear what thus saith the Lord. Let's get ready for the prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we pray. Father, in the mighty name, the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, for the opening of today's message. It's so good seeds, everybody, because we're going to reap what we sow. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that sow into the flesh, that's living in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. I start sowing to the Spirit. I start dedicating my life to the Lord. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers and fill them. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Let the power of God shake them jails. Shake them prisons. Glory to God. Lord, they may deliver them and set them free. Lord, touch the people in the free world. Let the power of God go into them churches. Amen. Shake the people's minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up. Say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, here come my beautiful companion, Sir Velvet.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. Someone say, God is a good God. Yes, He is. Say, God is a deliverer. God is a healer. He's a savior. Whatever we need in our life, God can fix it for us. You believe that power of prayer, the Elohim, that's praise. You believe that? You have your deliverer. You have your victory. Because God can do anything. He can make us and mold us to where we need to be. So be encouraged and be steadfast in the Lord. We invite prisoners to write our ministry to let us know when you request for Bible free material, and we will respond back to them because we love you and God loves you too. There is nothing too hard for God to fix in our life. And those in the free world, we're thinking for your presence, the point of our ministry. Will you continue to pray for us as we pray for you? Remember, God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. The most of all, the power of God is just the same today. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. And praise the Velvet. I will do ministry going to the jails and prisons. We will pray for you and tune into our brand new website to enjoy all the activities on our brand new website. Until next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, along with my one companion, Sir Velvet, saying that if Jesus comes for you today,
will you be ready?
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. To the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry.